This photograph shows New Zealander Kerry Hummel. Beside him is his friend, the Englishman John Dewhurst. Not everyone the Khmerus killed was Cambodian, although most foreigners had already fled the country. Victims came from Vietnam, India, Pakistan, France, America, England, Australia, Laos, and Thailand. Kerry Hummel was not in Phnom Penh on the fateful day the Khmer Rouge entered the city. He was on a boat with Dewhurst and another friend, fulfilling his dream of navigating around the world. When they sailed into Cambodian waters, they were arrested, and their friend was killed. Kerry Hummel was registered at S21 on August 13, 1978. He was 27 years old. Like other prisoners, Hummel was forced to identify a network of enemies in his confession, supposed connections to Vietnamese spies, America, CIA, or Russia's KGB. Instead, he gave names from popular culture that his interrogators didn't recognize, but Westerners would know were absurd. 2 months after their capture, Hummel and Dewhurst were both executed. Their bodies were burned. Before you leave this room, don't miss the large photograph of the man sitting up, staring out at us. Victim Kerry Hummel's brother, Rob, testified at the trial of Kang Gek Eo, known as Dutch, chairman of S21.
In his confession, Kerry stated that Colonel Sanders, of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame, a popular fast food chain of restaurants, was one of his superior officers. He retained his sense of humor, incredibly. He used our home telephone number as his CIA operative number and mentioned several family friends as supposed members of the CIA. He also mentions a Captain Pepper, which may well have been a reference to the Beatles album. And he talks about a major ruse. A ruse, in English, is a fraud or a confidence trick. Perhaps the most poignant comment in my brother's confession was the mention of the public speaking instructor. And Mr. S. Tarr is in fact the name of my adoring mother, Esther. Esther Hummel. That's my mother's name. He was sending a message to our mother. A message of love and hope. It was as if, whatever the final outcome, he would have the last say. And he has.